Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today we're here with Shannon Pullen. Shannon, this is the first time that you're on the show. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Allison.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do at Intel?
So I manage a team that's responsible for taking server products, like processors and chipsets, and going out to OEMs and talking to them about our products, figuring out what the good features are, telling them all the new stuff that's coming in the future, and helping them decide what platforms to design, you know, based on hopefully our products.
Today we're talking about Westmere, and we've been talking about Westmere on the show for a while. What are the key features that this product has? Why should the industry be excited about it?
Yeah, so again, it's about features. You know, on the one hand, you've got performance, right? So it'll deliver a lot more performance than its predecessor. So it'll come out there with 20, 30, 40% more performance than the previous generation product that it's replacing. And it's socket compatible. So actually the CPUs will go into the same sockets as the Nehalem 5500. The other thing that we're seeing is energy efficiency. People are saying, okay, I understand that I can get 40% more performance with Westmere for the same power level. That's good. But increasingly, we're also hearing from some people that say, look, keep the performance level relatively flat. How much power can I save?
Sure.
And with Westmere now, you can save about 30% of the power at the same performance level.
You talked about the energy efficiency of the processor, and we're shrinking the design of the Nehalem processor down to 32 nanometer technology. Is that where the energy efficiency comes from, or are we actually making some architectural changes to the processor as well?
The big changes come from the process shrink, right? So what we see is we go from a 4-core 45 nanometer part to a 6-core 32 nanometer part. So you're adding a couple cores, you'd think, geez, didn't the power go up by 50%? Well, no. We took advantage of the power reduction in the process to be able to fit a couple more cores on there. So we have to do some things architecturally to make sure circuits are sleeping really well, maybe even better. Every time we make architectural enhancements, we go in and look for speed paths or where's the power being consumed. And there are sophisticated maps that are made of, it almost looks like a topographical map of the die.
Mm-hmm.
And the engineering guys will then put it under a scope and actually find hot spots on the die. And it literally looks like mountains kind of growing. And when they finally get the pretty colored chart for us marketing guys, it finally looks like little mountains growing out of the die, you know, kind of thing. So then they go focus. What circuits are in that area? Why are they getting hot?
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to maybe spread them out? Because what you want to do is, if you can imagine, have a flat landscape
right.
with very few mountains on it. Or if you got to have mountains, make them all, you know, 5,000 foot mountains instead of, you know, a big 13,000 foot mountain.
Right.
Because if you get that big mountain, a real hot spot on one part of the die, you got to focus on cooling that. And that becomes the long pole in the tent, if you will,
right.
the big item
the
you got to go
factor.
Cool. Exactly.
Sure. That's really interesting. So no Mount Everest of heat on Westmere
exactly.
is what you're saying.
We're trying to keep it all the rolling hills.
Now, you talked about talking to end customers about early demand. What are people, like, for example, that are cloud providers thinking about this platform? What's exciting about it for them?
They love the fact that our CPUs are ubiquitous. So they see them, you know, in all different areas. And what I mean by that is, with this new product, the cloud providers, both public and private, love the fact that they started a pool with Nehalem. They get to add to the pool with Westmere, and they don't have to do anything. Instruction set-wise, the products will use Flex Migration and just work.
So tell me about security in Westmere. Now, that's new, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, we've got some things in there called AES, New Instructions, Advanced Encryption Standard,
mm-hmm.
New Instructions. And what those things do is they allow you essentially to speed up, you know, AES transactions. They're happening all the time. A lot of people don't really realize what AES transactions are, but servers and clients are passing keys back and forth all the time. So you've got like 128-bit keys that go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And AES new instructions are instructions in the Westmere architecture that allow people to speed up the passing of those keys. So you could say, I've got a 128-bit key now. With Westmere, you can do a 256-bit key, you know, encryption, decryption kind of thing, in about the same time as a 128-bit key. So that's good. That's one way you can get an advantage, a stronger key,
sure,
so more security, right? The other way would be, look, I'm comfortable with a 128-bit key. I don't need anything more than that. Well, you'd be able to do it twice as fast. So, you know, you can have the same security that you had, but it'll just go twice as fast.
Thank you very much for being on the program, Shannon.
Hey, thanks for having me. This was great.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.html.